This is Passport to Texas. Since 2002, 26,000 derelict crab traps have been hauled from Texas bays.
Through our program, we have documented over 40 species of organisms that are caught in these traps, and that includes game fish and commercially important fish, and even diamondback terrapins, which are a species of special concern.
That's Art Morris, a biologist with Coastal Fisheries. He says Parks and Wildlife is gearing up for the annual crab trap cleanup, February 19th through 28th, and volunteers are needed.
Anybody can volunteer. However, we primarily need people with boats, and particularly airboats. But there are jobs for people that don't have a boat. We need people unload boats. We need people maybe sometimes even go out with people that don't have crew members to go out with them. We'll provide gloves. We have tarps for boats. You don't need to sign up for anything. We would like to kind of call ahead of time so we kind of get an estimate of how many people are going to come to that site. Most of our work's going to be done from San Antonio Bay north because that's where most of the crabbing effort goes on. But anybody can volunteer, and they can do it on their own anytime from February 19th through 28th.
The main cleanup event is February 20th from 8 to noon. Check the Parks and Wildlife website for details. Morris warns to remove traps only during February 19th through 28th, as it's illegal all other times as traps are private property. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty. We'll be right back.